This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Guyana's Parliament, he stated that the strongest mantra for the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. He added, democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct. Prime Minister Modi also highlighted India's role as first responder during crises worldwide, stressing that India has never pursued an expansionist mindset. Mr. Modi noted, today India stands in favour of global development and peace in every way. Mr. Modi noted that India's mantra of humanity first inspires it to amplify the voice of the global south, including at the recent G20 summit in Brazil. The Prime Minister called for giving primacy to women-led development to bring greater global progress and prosperity. He said, in the 21st century, women will play a pivotal role in ensuring global prosperity. The Prime Minister urged for greater exchanges between the two countries in the field of education and innovation so that the potential of the youth could be fully realized. Prime Minister Modi was the first Indian Prime Minister to address the special session of the Parliament. Later, Prime Minister Modi paid floral tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at the Promenade Garden in Georgetown, Guyana, and also visited the Indian Arrival Monument. The Prime Minister also paid floral tribute at the Arya Samaj Monument. Ministry of External Affairs has said that after 56 years, an Indian Prime Minister has visited Guyana, therefore, the visit holds great significance. Briefing the media in Georgetown, Secretary East in the Ministry, Jaydev Mazumdar, highlighted the growing importance of India-Guyana relations over the past year and a half, marked by several high-level meetings. He noted that Prime Minister Modi's current visit sets the stage for a broader and deeper relationship between the two countries. During their discussions, Prime Minister Modi and Guyanese President Dr. Irfan Ali covered the full range of India-Guyana relations. 10 agreements were signed between the two nations, addressing areas such as hydrocarbons, energy, health and pharmaceuticals, agriculture, digital cooperation, culture and defense and security studies. President Draupadi Murmu has urged the people to resolve to take the country forward on the path of continuous development by lighting the lamp of resolution. Addressing a large gathering at the Koti Dipotsav, Lighting 1 Crore Lights event in Hyderabad during her two-day visit, President Murmu called on the people to take resolutions to follow the path of truth and dharma and to work for the welfare of the underprivileged. She emphasized that lighting a lamp symbolizes moving from darkness to light and from ignorance to knowledge. President Murmu will formally launch the fourth edition of the Lok Manthan, an international cultural festival, today morning. The e-auctions for 9 coal mines commenced yesterday. According to the Union Coal Ministry, on the first day, 5 coal mines were put up for the 10th round of the commercial coal mine auction. Of these, one is a fully explored coal mine, while the remaining 4 are partially explored. The total geological reserves for these 5 mines exceed 2,630 million tons. The ministry stated that once operational, these coal mines will generate annual revenue of over 1,106 crore rupees and create employment opportunities for more than 16,000 people. Russian President Vladimir Putin has confirmed that Russia struck a Ukrainian city with a new intermediate-range ballistic missile. In a surprise address to the nation on state television, Putin stated that Moscow used a missile capable of striking targets at a speed of 2.5 to 3 km per second. This clarification contradicted earlier claims by Ukraine, which accused Russia of using an intercontinental ballistic missile in the attack. In cricket, the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia is set to begin today at Optus Stadium in Perth. The match is scheduled to start at 7:50 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Indian captain Rohit Sharma will miss the first test due to personal reasons, with Jasprit Bumrah stepping in as captain in his absence. Batter Shubman Gill will also miss the opening match due to a thumb injury. Rohit Sharma is expected to join the squad in Australia on Sunday and will lead the team in the second test. And that is the end of this news bulletin.